Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy, which is your divine nature. Great joy of reunion, as you have felt as you walked into this room and you greeted the friends of the heart. For truly, you are a family that has agreed incarnation after incarnation that you would find each other, no matter how far flung you might be. You would find each other in this incarnation once again to celebrate friendship, to celebrate the heart, to celebrate the spirit of light which you are, to feel that joy and to come alive in that joy. Because once you come into the room, as you did in this evening, and you meet your partners with whom you have been many other lifetimes, there is an igniting of the spiritual light that you are, that you can feel. And one's looking upon the aura, if you were to have your picture taken at that moment, would see an expansion of light around you because you are in that joy. You feel that when you go up to one and you say, "It is so good to see you once again," to be able to reach out and to hug. Yes. And to remember past lives, past times when you have been together. Because I say unto you, each and every one of you have been together in other lifetimes. That is why you come together sometimes in the same biological family. And other times you have to seek a little bit farther to find your family. As I have said previously when we met one time, that biological family is to sandpaper you. That is the purpose of biological family, is to sandpaper you. But this is your true family. This is where you find the family of the heart. And you have come many, many lifetimes to serve the light, because that is what you are. You are the energy of the One. You are the energy of light come forth to shine in all of the corners that might think that they could be dark yet. And you have chosen. I have heard you ask me, and yes, you have chosen to come into this reality in order to bring your light and your love and your laughter and your inspiration one more time into a reality that yet believes there could be darkness, that yet believes in duality, that there could be good and not so good. And you have said, "I will take upon myself the raiment of the body, the human body, and I will live, as I did many times, many incarnations, the life of a human with all of its challenges, its ups and downs. And throughout all of it, I will remember who I am and what I am." That is why you have come together in this gathering. It is to reignite the remembrance of what you are and what you have been from before time began. For time exists in this reality, but it does not exist in every reality. There are many realities that do not know time and are not limited by time. But you have chosen to believe in a reality that says there is a beginning. And so your scientists have said there was a big bang at some moment, yes. And from that big bang came a force that created everything. Well, that is true as a metaphor, because there was before time a thought to create, to know itself as expansion. And so with that thought, capital T. You brought forth and are still bringing forth realities. This is not the only reality that you have played in, and it is not the last reality that you will play in. Many of you have asked, and you have said, I want to finish everything in this lifetime because I don't want to have to come back one more time. But the truth is, you don't ever have to come back. You have chosen to come each time to play, to shine your light, to have a bit of laughter, to find each other, because you have agreed that you wanted to play one more time with each other. But it is always a free choice. But you will choose to have experience in creation from now until whenever, outside of time. Because the energy that you are is expansive, and it is forever expanding. And even your scientists are saying to you that the universe is expanding and that it cannot be contained, as was thought by some of your forebears, that it was within a certain box, that everything was happening. They could not quite describe it. It was an infinite box, but it was yet a box. Now your scientists are saying to you that it is infinite because it has not been finished. It is not finite. It is infinite, and it keeps on expanding as your mind, capital M, wants to create. So you will be ongoing. Does not mean that you will be ongoing in this reality if you choose not to. If you say, I am complete with this reality and I don't want to have to go back to that. Sometimes you will come back to this reality, but it will be changed. Because you have changed. Because you have said, okay, I want to come back to a certain reality of humanness, but not the way I knew it previously. And so then you come to the human experience, but it is not like this human experience. You see, there are truly no rules because you are creating all of the time. You are the creators. You have even the thought now that is coming forth in many circles that you are co-creators with God. Well, I will say unto you, you are more than co-creators. You are God. You are the God mind. You are the energy that is creating everything that you experience, everything that is within your consciousness, within your awareness. You are creating it moment by moment. You are creating even what you are hearing right now. And I will say unto you, as there are so many individuals in this room, there are that many individual receptors of the words and ideas. And each one of you takes that word, concept, idea, and shapes it according to what you have known in the past to be true and what your belief is in the moment. Each one of you is hearing this somewhat differently. There is a similarity because you have agreed that you will share the reality, and yet each one of you is hearing the message in your own way. Exciting, no?
It is.
Very exciting. What I have said to you in other times with gatherings such as this, I have said to you, and I will say it again this evening, that the person who comes and sits here this evening is not the person who will be leaving in 5 days. You are going to be a changed person. You are going to, when you leave this gathering, you are going to be a new person in Christ. Okay, you've heard those words before. You've had other ones who've come up to you and they've said, you have to believe the way I believe. You have to become a new person in Christ. Their way. And you have said, well, maybe not. You will be a new person in Christ in that you are going to recognize the Christ of yourself. And you are going to recognize that the Christ is creating. The Christ energy is forever creating, ever expanding, forever having a new idea of how a reality can be and how loving it can be. Even though it may not have been so great up to this point, but actually it has been. When you leave these 5 days, these precious 5 days that we spend together, you are not going to be the same person who walked in the door this evening. You are going to be forever changed. Not because I have sprinkled some magic fairy dust on you, but because you have opened up your mind and your heart, and you have come into an understanding and a remembrance of what you are, of how great you are. And when you begin to remember how great you are as the energy of the one mind, you will be humbled because it is awesome. This is what I came to understand, to live as the human and to be humbled in the understanding of what it means to be human. It is not easy to be human. It was not easy, and it is not easy, except as you change your perception. Then it becomes easy. Then it becomes every day a delight to wake up every morning and say, I wonder, who am I going to meet today? What is that coworker going to say to me today that is going to make me laugh? Ah, I dare them. And life takes on a new lightness about it so that you can go through an experience of crucifixion where you crucify the old being and you resurrect the remembrance of what you have always and forever, even before time, been, the Christ of you. And how powerful and yet how humbling that is when there is that remembrance. And that is what is going to come alive in these days that we spend together, these evenings where we talk with each other. We're going to go deep into remembrance, bringing forth into this present moment the remembrance of before time began, a reality that exists, that you can touch into in what you call your imagination in any moment, because it always is you, the remembrance of the Christ being and the energy that has come forth to fashion everything you experience. You have brought forth the cosmos, all of the universes, the galaxies that you can imagine, the Pleiades, of course, where you have played many times. You sometimes joke about it, and yet it is a truth. You joke about it, and yet it comes from deep within yourself, knowing that I am more than just what this human body and personality says. I am more than just the vibration of the voice. You have, pardon, you have wanted to know why. Why am I here? What purpose do I serve? And you have thought that it would be within your occupation, your job, your employment. You have been trained from the time you were small that you were going to go into a certain vocation, a certain calling. And so you have tried various vocations. Sometimes now, as you have the economics that is changing a bit, you find that you have opportunity to change vocations. and you have opportunity to try out new things. And you have wondered, why? It is because you are creative. It is because you have wanted to pack into this lifetime much of the human experience. And it is not that you have ever failed at anything. When you have been given the permission slip known as the pink slip to leave, it is a permission slip to move on, to graduate, to move on to something else, and to experience something else. Sometimes, many times, you have been taught that you can fail, and that if you do not keep on with what has seemingly been the program, that you have failed in it. But in truth, you never fail. In truth, you choose to have new experiences because you want to know everything there is. And then you put it forth for other ones to see. The way you bring together networking with friends, the way you bring together the beauty in the artistry, the way you can use the vocalization to open others' hearts, all of the different ways that you bring forth the Christ energy to allow ones for a moment or so, and sometimes longer as they get caught up in the fluidity of movement, they feel themselves not to be so constrained by the body that perhaps they can move easily as well. And it allows the energy, the true Christ energy, to have opportunity to expand. Whatever you are doing, it is the expression of the Christ. Think not that what you do has little meaning or is just for yourself. I have heard one say, well, what I am doing in this life, it really is just living each day according to whatever the world says has to be. As long as you draw breath, you are creating, expanding, going through experiences where you interact with other ones to allow them to have the opportunity to know the Christ of them as well, to begin to understand who and what they are. You have in this reality a most wonderful way of expressing things through the back door. Oftentimes, you will look upon something that you call perhaps, I want to talk about contagion. And you will talk about how contagious a certain disease is. And you'd better watch out for. And there's a list very, very long of things to watch out for, because it might be contagious. The true contagion is when you are so caught up in what you are that you cannot contain it. You have to move with it. You have to express it. You have to paint it. You have to draw it. You have to sing it. You have to laugh with ones. You have to open the mouth and share the revelations with ones. That is the true contagion, when you come truly alive and there is no way to hold it in. You have to let it out, and you have to let other ones catch it. And that is so wonderful when that happens. Then they begin to smile. They begin to feel the true nature of themselves. They begin to feel hope. If you could go to a store and buy hope, it would be the most popular department of that store. Everyone would be there wanting to have hope. And you can give that freely because you know the feeling. You've been there. Now, sometimes you lose it, but that's okay because you know where it is and you can get it back again. That is the true gift of why you are here, the true gift of why you have made communities in other lifetimes and come together, friends that you are, and you have found each other, and you have been in the Essene community with its various outreaches. And there were ones who kept very strict to the rituals of the Essenes. There were others, such as you, who went off the beaten track and said, it's within the heart. The Essenes that you are were the ones who lived in Atlantis and in Lemuria, where you knew civilizations that now are called legendary. But they existed. And it is coming back into human awareness that these civilizations existed. And you are recreating in a different way that which you have found that worked in those civilizations. Now, Atlantis was a most wonderful civilization. It was a civilization that knew the power of the mind, and it knew the power of technology. And you are now reaping some of the benefits of that technology, of ones who bring forth the creation of how you can be in touch with each other. You have your, what is called the little telephone, yes, and the most wonderful thing, with a little square keypad, and you brush across it and you get new apps, applications of things, and you just like magic. It goes across and you find, aha, that's the one I want right there. You have your web that keeps you in touch with what is going on all around our Holy Mother, the Earth. Anything you want to type in, you click a certain thing, up comes an answer for you. You are recreating Atlantis. But you have remembered the extreme of Atlantis, where it got so mind-filled that it forgot the heart of love. And it allowed itself then to be submerged physically and symbolically. It had to be submerged so that once again you decided to bring forth another civilization. Lemuria was of the heart. You still have places that are upon our Holy Mother, the Earth, where there is Lemuria, where there is the feeling of the simplicity of life, the beauty of life, the sunshine of life, where when you go, you feel your whole being expanding, not only in what you call the islands of Hawaii, but that is very much where it is now still extant, it's still there, but there are other places on our Holy Mother, the Earth, that also know the heart energy, where you can go and feel it once again and feel yourself come alive. But Lemuria needed a balance. To just live from the heart was good. It was great. But there needed to be a balance. And so it morphed. And the ones who were from Atlantis and also Lemuria found themselves incarnating one more time in a place that you do have in history that is not called legendary, a place in the northern part of Africa, as you call the continent now, in a place of Egypt, yes, where there was a civilization that attempted to bring about a balance of mind and heart. and you brought forth great civilizations, recognizing the light. Now, it was symbolized as the sun, and it was, yes, Ra, and it was symbolized as sun worship, which you still have, as those of you who love to sunbathe and go out in your sunshine, you still have a remembrance of how that felt, how expansive that felt. But there was, again, ones who remembered the history, the legendary mystical history. And those ones are you. You have come through many different civilizations on our Holy Mother Earth, over and over again, to find a balance, to find how you can live. Knowing the power of the mind, and knowing that the mind is servant of the heart, that the heart first is where you go first. And then as the heart dictates, the mind will show you opportunity for expression. You have had, and you continue to have, examples where you least expect, sometimes, a miracle happening. You have had in the previous few days example of ones in what you would call a far country, but in that area of the world called the Middle East. Now it is called Middle East, where ones have been speaking their voice, where ones have been saying, this is not what I voted for, what I allowed my vote, my voice to be for. And so you have had many rising up and saying, this is not the direction that I wanted to go. And you have seen the ones who are entrenched in temporal power standing in the old thinking and using the old way of thinking of physical power, wondering, what do we do with all of this spiritual power that is rising up now to question the old way? And you had a most wonderful example of ones who were quietly gathering and saying, this is not the way I envisioned it, but doing it quietly, and ones going up to the old guard and smiling. Know you the courage that had to bring forth from ones to go up to what they would see as possible threat to the body, not to the spirit, but to the body, and to go up to one who seemed to be in opposition and smile, not even saying anything, but just to go up and to smile and to acknowledge, not in words, the Christ of that one, and to smile because they knew there is power in the smile. And the one who received the smile was thrown into confusion because, as we have said so often, the smile was the improv. And the one who then accepted or saw the smile then had to turn the pages quickly in the script as to what page? What page are they on? Where does it say in the script that they're going to come up and smile at me? We are in opposition. A smile doesn't fit in here. But it was part of that improv that ones did feel, and ones were courageous enough to remember what they are and to remember the power that they hold in themselves, and to see truly no separation between themselves and the ones that were of the old thinking, to be able to go up to ones and smile and to say to them, not in words, but in the smile, I am your sister, I am your brother, we are one. So you are seeing miracles everywhere. You are seeing miracles that are happening when they are least expected. That is usually when the miracle does happen. You are the ones who have said, I will come and bring the spirit of light, the spirit of enthusiasm, the spirit of God, the Christ energy, into human experience, into human expression. And so you go about your life, the so-called ordinary activities of life. Sometimes it is not so ordinary. Remembering at a very deep level what you are. Now you will notice I did not say who, but remembering what you are, the Christ energy. When you will stand in that presence of remembering what you are and remembering that you are forever and beyond time, healing happens. It has to. That which you have brought together as the body, you have brought it together to serve you as an expression in the human realm. When you remember what you are, and you remember that you are energy, fluid, flowing energy that changes moment by moment, everything in the body has to respond to that. Everything in the body comes alive as light. And you know it then as wholeness. You know it as the spirit of the true divine energy that never can be threatened. And you go forth to stand before one and to smile at them, because no matter if they were to ask of you the body, and this has happened for some who have made demonstration by releasing the body, but even if they were to ask, you know what you are. And I will say to you that the ones who have been willing in the previous few days to release the body in order to make demonstration are reincarnating even as we speak. Reincarnating to bring about a new way of living, a new way of seeing what human life can be. Because they have had the courage and the willingness to release the body, to make demonstration, and even now they are in the process of being born again. Some, now hear me well, because this is most wonderful, some will come through the body of a woman and be born physically that way. Others will manifest a body that will be in the 20s or 30s of years in the prime and be right here again amongst you. Perhaps they will find themselves in the same geographical, political country. Perhaps they will be somewhere else where they can make an impact. What you are recognizing, and it is so exciting, it is exciting for me to see, but it is exciting for you because you are catching the vision of this, is that you do not have to keep reinventing the physical body the same way over and over to be born of woman and to grow up in a certain form taught to you by the generations, but that you can materialize a body whenever and wherever you want to, And if you are finished with a body and you want a new one that can do something else, you don't have to hang on to the old one. You can let it go. And leave a little note for ones to say, don't be sad. Look for me. I'm going to be back right away. Now, some of the loved ones may not quite understand it, but they will. So you are beginning to remember that you are the Christ energy from before time began, that you have been here many, many times, and you have had many, many gods before you that you worshipped, many, many rituals that, again, you thought you had to perform. I say unto you, perform the rituals if it pleases you. But if you do it because you should, because you have been taught that it will make you a better person, or it will give you a free ticket into heaven, but you don't like doing it, it's hard on the knees, you don't have to do it. If you enjoy a certain ritual, do it. If you want a new one, make up your own. Whatever allows the soul of you to expand and to understand the expansive energy of the Christ. Then you come truly alive. Then you can go as the light that you are. And you can say, no matter what the world will give to me, I know what I am. And I am here as the light and the power of the light. And I turn on the light of my being. So be it. Now he is suggesting, as we often do on the first evening, that you pick someone as a support partner, someone perhaps you don't know very well, and you share for a while who you are in this lifetime and get to know each other. And during this week, you will be support partner to that one. In case, and it is true, there are going to be revelations and things that come up. In case you want somebody to be there for you, to listen, when you say, you know, I just really realized, I thought I was coming to this group for such and such a reason. But you know, it's some other reason, I don't know. It's something entirely different. So you can look around, see, find someone that perhaps you haven't talked with in depth before, and pick a prayer partner, and we will spend some time doing that this first evening. And then we will have an earlier release time, because I know that some of you are tired from traveling. Some of you have come in today. Some, of course, came yesterday. And then tomorrow is a free day until 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll meet back here. Okay? So look around and find someone.